creation. He did it His way. Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie Evolution. Well, Ken, why do some people want to argue about what God clearly said He did, starting with Genesis 1, that He did it in a certain way?
You know, I believe it's due to the compromises we've seen in the church and its leaders. One of the biggest compromises is the false claim that Christians can and should accept the Big Bang Theory. It's okay to believe the Big Bang, they say, as long as you say God did it that way. You know, my answer back to them has always been, it's not a matter of what God could have done, but what He clearly said in His Word that He did. After I'd spoken at a conference, a lady said, I'm not like you literal creationists. I don't limit God to 6 days of creation. I allow Him millions of years. I answered her by saying, you know, I don't limit God to 6 days, but I limit myself to letting God tell me what He did and not try to tell God what I think He did. And may I humbly suggest that all of us should stop telling God what He did and instead listen to what He said He did, which is very clear from His Word right there, beginning in Genesis.
What might God say about so-called gay marriage and the origin of the family? Ken Ham looks at this controversial issue in his new free booklet, Gay Marriage, What Are the Answers? Read that booklet at AnswersRadio.com and also find answers to your questions about why God allows death and suffering. It's at AnswersRadio.com.